Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, filling in for Sam Shad. And today we'll be talking about Raider Nation coming to Nevada. We'll be talking with Andy Abood from the Las Vegas Sands. Coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Senior Fest provides information and referral, home and community-based resources, health screenings, and flu shots. The El Dorado Showroom Entertainment, the Full Monty, will provide a special performance along with Erica Paul and the Swinging Jazz Cats. That's Senior Fest, corner of South Virginia and Peckham, where there's plenty of free parking. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these great sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
For seniors like Barbara, Social Security makes a difference every month. But for the Wall Street types who've given Congressman Joe Heck's campaigns over $500,000, Social Security could mean billions of dollars in fees. That's what privatizing Social Security means, and why Joe Heck and Wall Street support it. Under Heck's privatization plan, retirement security gets risked on the stock market, and the Wall Street types supporting Joe Heck make billions. Whose side are you on? Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're very happy to have on our show today Andy Abood from the Las Vegas Sands.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm glad you're making up here today.
Thank you for having me.
Just a little tidbit. You came up on the day that the president is apparently coming into town.
I got here just before him.
Yeah, so it's a little crazy in our skies right now.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Well, good. So give us a little history on why a football stadium in Las Vegas. What brought this discussion to your guys' interest?
Right. Well, I think where people are confused about where this all started is in the last legislative session, in the 2015 session, there was a proposal by the LVCVA to build in Las Vegas a $2.6 billion convention center. Mm-hmm. And we looked at that and thought that was interesting because we have more convention space than any city in the world. The private sector was building convention space. Sheldon Adelson really is the father of the convention business in Las Vegas. He introduced it to the city. At one time, he built a convention center and sold it to the county for a dollar, essentially donating convention space to the county so they had adequate convention space. So I think we've now built meeting convention space all over the world, in Macau, in Singapore. It's one of the reasons why the company was able to win those competitive bids, because we understand that business. So we're confused as to why there needed to be a $2.6 billion convention center. That was the cost, when we were looking at the math, of two Dallas Cowboys stadiums. And we thought, how in the world can you spend $2.6 billion, more than it cost to build the Venetian, more than it cost, I think, to even build the Bellagio at the time? It didn't make any sense. So we took a good hard look at it. We thought that we didn't think that at that particular time, the model really worked for that. And we said, if we really want to bring visitation to Las Vegas to the next level, we have adequate convention space. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to grow that, or the convention center didn't need to be remodeled. But our view is, how do we take Las Vegas to the next level? And the UNLV at that point had been struggling to get a stadium built. And we thought, why not build a state-of-the-art stadium at that point, with or without the NFL? The stadiums really don't work out that effectively without an NFL team. So we had the proposal out there. The governor realized that there were challenges in southern Nevada that they had with infrastructure and needed to look at what we needed to continue to increase visitation. So he put together Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee that has been doing great work studying everything related to any mechanism that we can have to stimulate visitation in southern Nevada and to sustain visitation. So that's why we're talking about things like transportation as well as convention centers, stadiums, and things like that. Well, as time progressed, we had kind of talked casually with the Oakland Raiders that if their deal fell through in Los Angeles, would they be interested in Las Vegas? And they were, in fact, very interested. So by luck and by great circumstances, our discussion of trying to put together the financing package to build a state-of-the-art stadium for Las Vegas, coupled with the Oakland Raiders looking for a new home and being booted out of the Los Angeles opportunity, put together a great partnership with us and the Raiders. And so that's how this evolved. So originally it was going to be with or without an NFL team. Now it is going to be with an NFL team. And if we don't get the stadium financed, or if the financing is approved and in January or sometime after that the Oakland Raiders do not receive the relocation vote that they need from the NFL, then the stadium will go forward. It will be conceivable that a smaller UNLV on-campus stadium may evolve. But this is really dependent upon bringing an NFL franchise to Las Vegas. But part of that process was as we really looked at stadiums, and because of the unique nature of Las Vegas and why a stadium in Las Vegas makes so much sense and makes more sense than probably does in a lot of other cities is because it's the entertainment capital of the world. Mm-hmm. And so when we initially began discussing the stadium, we had people come forward saying, good promoters saying, we'd like to do neutral site college football games like they do in Dallas every weekend. We got interest from Major League Soccer. We had David Beckham come up and say that Las Vegas would be a wonderful home for soccer, for Premier League soccer, for European League soccer. So you're talking about Real Madrid playing and Barcelona playing in Las Vegas in the slower summer months.
So you're not talking about just the 17 weeks of football. You're looking actually a year-round stadium. I mean, unlike a convention center that's got a roof on it and you use it 24/7, 365, right, a stadium does have some limitations. But you're actually looking at overall a bigger picture for the stadium use.
Right, exactly. You use the Raiders as the core, as the impetus to get it done. But there are so many other uses we can have for the stadium. We are missing out on some major concerts. We do have MGM has done a terrific job with the T-Mobile Arena. So we now have...
You got the Rolling Stones coming in October.
We have terrific concerts, but we're missing some larger concert venues where some performers out there can do three and four nights in a 65,000-seat stadium. But also sports. Las Vegas is poorly served by the sports market. We are excited about the NHL franchise that Bill Foley is bringing, thanks to MGM for all the work that they did to make that happen. So Las Vegas is now trying to evolve into that major league city. And nothing can replace, even economically, from a morale perspective, nothing builds more civic pride than sports franchises. And we think that Las Vegas is ready for this. It's a thriving metropolitan area of over 2 million people. So through a relocation package from the NFL, moving the Raiders. It also means that we'll be the home of a Super Bowl. And we all know that Vegas does things better than anybody else, so it won't be one Super Bowl. There's a reason why the Super Bowl always comes back to New Orleans.
Okay.
But imagine you'll have Super Bowl after Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about Super Bowl.
Okay, great.
Back right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Senior Fest provides information and referral, home and community-based resources, health screenings, and flu shots. The El Dorado Showroom Entertainment, The Full Monty, will provide a special performance along with Erica Paul and the Swinging Jazz Cats. That's Senior Fest, corner of South Virginia and Peckham, where there's plenty of free parking. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these great sponsors.
for seniors like Barbara, Social Security makes a difference every month. But for the Wall Street types who've given Congressman Joe Hecht's campaigns over $500,000, Social Security could mean billions of dollars in fees. That's what privatizing Social Security means and why Joe Hecht and Wall Street support it. Under Hecht's privatization plan, retirement security gets risked on the stock market, and the Wall Street types supporting Joe Hecht make billions. Whose side are you on? Senate Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with Las Vegas Sands Government Affairs Director Andy Bood. So we've talked a lot about, now we just started to talk about the Super Bowl. So
right.
I figured there was a Super Bowl in the mix here someplace.
You bet. Well, you know, typically what happens is after a stadium is up and running, as we're understanding, we're learning a lot about this process, but you build a brand new stadium like this, certainly Las Vegas is going to want to bid on the Super Bowl. They usually let stadiums kind of operate for 1 or 2 years before that starts to happen. But we could see ourselves becoming, not a permanent home for the Super Bowl, but a frequent visitor for the Super Bowl. And Super Bowls generate incredible economic revenue for cities. But beyond all that, we're starting to have discussions and being reached out by the NCAA, where they're looking at this stadium as an opportunity maybe for us to have a bowl championship series game, a national championship football game, an additional bowl game in addition to the Las Vegas Bowl, a Final Four in college basketball. So really, through the impetus of Major League Sports coming to Las Vegas and us investing that kind of infrastructure, it's making the taboo of Nevada is going away.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is willing to embrace not only the fact that we could have an NFL team in Las Vegas, but could have a training camp potentially right here in northern Nevada in the Reno area. The NCAA is moving away from that taboo that somehow they think that people that are gambling legally in Nevada can somehow influence the game. So it's in some ways it's the maturation of the city and the maturation of the state. And they'll say that this is a good place for sports. This could end up being the sports entertainment capital of the world.
All right, so the current controversy, I could say, is actually the public financing aspect
right.
of this. You are working with the legislature to look at increasing the hotel sales room tax
right.
And to raise roughly $750 million. And when do you expect to have that legislative session?
Well, that is entirely up to Governor Sandoval.
Okay.
So that is entirely his call, so I will not say at all when the special session should be, but we would like for it to be soon.
Okay.
Very soon. And the reason for that is that the NFL needs to have this vote. If we want to have the Raiders up and running by the 2020 season, then we need the NFL to be able to vote on this relocation package in January or February at the latest, depending on when that meeting is actually scheduled. So what's important for that is the Raiders then have to go to the NFL, go to the 32 owners, win two-thirds of their vote, and have a entire project together. Stadium design down, all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed, all the finance arranged, all the arrangements done. It's a tremendous amount of work.
Right.
You simply can't get that done in a two-month time frame, particularly if you're waiting until after the election to try and do that after an election and over the holidays.
Well, especially if you look at
up to a year.
There was a KNTV news poll that showed 55% of Clark County residents oppose the public financing. So doing this before the election could actually hurt some re-election of some legislators.
The polling is varies. We've seen polling that shows up to 70% approval if they understand
okay. There's
a difference. And it has to be a very precise education campaign that people understand. The public financing, in their mind, when it's phrased like that by KTNV, public financing to them could be could be property tax. It could
or
be sales tax.
Right, something on
it's
that.
It's very important that no matter what anybody says, the purpose of the room tax is to drive visitation into communities. It has been used for other things over the course of time, but the original intent of the county fair and recreation boards, which now became convention authority. You have one up here that has a big budget. We have one in Vegas that has an even bigger
budget.
Huge budgets. Mm-hmm. They spend a lot of money, and their purpose is, the purpose of the room tax is to drive visitation. Mm-hmm. So we believe that the room tax is a great opportunity to build the stadium, because we'll build the stadium, unlike other publicly financed stadiums in the past, this will be paid for by tourists. So tourists pay for it. Sheldon Adelson kicks in maybe $650 million as it stands right now, and the Raiders bring $500 million. And what is, I think, really unique about this situation with this stadium is that the Adelsons are basically looking at this as a contribution. They will own and operate the stadium, but with, not, excuse me, they'll operate the stadium. It's a publicly owned stadium.
Right, okay.
So this is private sector contributing to a publicly owned stadium. But furthermore, in order to take away some of the anxiety that happens in communities all across America, it happens right here in Reno with stadiums, is that people worry about what happens if the stadium underperforms. What happens if the stadium goes over budget? The beauty of having a benefactor like Sheldon Adelson is that he and his family are going to assume all of that risk, assume the cost overruns, so that there is no risk to the taxpayers.
Because he's looking at roughly $650 million
Correct.
Of his own personal money.
Okay. As it stands right now. And this is going to be an expensive stadium because we want it to be on Las Vegas Boulevard. We want it to be on the Strip. We want it
Have
to
they
be...
come up with a site? Or there... I know there's been
We're looking
several sites still.
Valley High Golf Course and some land across the street at Russell Road.
Okay.
It could be either one of those. It could be a combination of the both, depending on what we want to do for parking.
What do you do about traffic? I mean, Vegas is already nuts.
Absolutely. That's why. That's also why we looked at those sites.
Okay.
The one thing that we've been very fortunate is that because the growth in Las Vegas has slowed down a little bit, we are able to catch up with a lot of the traffic concerns. So there is a tremendous amount of infrastructure already in place at that location. That was important, too, because we wanted to pick a location that had the best infrastructure for locals to be able to get there as well. So that if someone is going to come to the Raiders game or they're going to go to the UNLV game, we wanted to have good access so they could get in and out relatively easily. So this has great infrastructure.
Well, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about infrastructure right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card, same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
Home prices continue to go up and inventory is still low. If you want top price for your house, now is a great time to sell. And with Marshall Realty's 90-day sold or iBuyit guarantee, you are assured to take advantage of the seller's market. Call Marshall Realty today to see how much your home is worth.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking with Andy Abood from Las Vegas Sands. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Tough name.
I know.
It's a tough name.
It
yeah.
is.
Okay, so the current, we started talking about the public financing, talking about Sheldon Adelson putting up $650 million. It's roughly around a $2 billion stadium at this point. It seems
right.
like the rough estimates. I read some articles from Forbes, The Atlantic, on how publicly financed sports stadiums are a loser for taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess that also, some of that comes into play on whether or not they're paying any kind of taxes. And specifically in Dallas, they are exempt from property tax.
Mm-hmm.
So have you guys looked at the bigger picture of are the revenues, sales tax generated from beer and food going
right.
to the city?
Great.
Are they
going
to pay property taxes? Because
yep.
where's that return on investment? Even though it's not taxpayer dollars,
right.
it's still tourist dollars, it's still tax funding. Where's that money coming
Absolutely.
Back to support the city? That's
such a great question. So basically we'd be looking at $50 million a year in room tax. That would go to finance the stadium over a course of probably 30 years. That $50 million will generate $870 million in economic revenue through all of these events that are going forward. Of that $870 million in economic benefit, there's probably around $50 to $60 million of increased tax revenue. So we have not gone out and asked for tax increment financing.
Which is what we did up in Reno here.
There's been proposals to that. That has been discussed. I'm not saying there hasn't been that discussion of tax increment financing, but we're really focused on having as little burden as possible on taxpayers. So mm-hmm. if we get the $50 million year in room tax, which is basically in Las Vegas, the infrastructure committee is kind of saying 590. We're saying we really need 750 to make everybody comfortable with the public investment because they like to see that stability of some public investment. The NFL has issues with things like that from time to time. So the difference I'm trying to get to is maybe 20 cents a room.
Okay.
So it's pennies on the dollar. We'll be building this thing for pennies on the dollar from tourists. But where I was going is this stadium will probably generate $60 million a year in new tax revenue. So
okay.
despite what some of the critics have said and what happens a lot with projects like this, and I think people are just ill-informed, certainly I can't think that anyone would try and derail this project for any other reason and put out bad information. But the real information, the true information, is this is more money for education. This is more money for police. This is more money for infrastructure.
Right, because 39% of the room tax right now goes to education in Las Vegas. I'm sure you're getting that thing of, well, you're taking money away from education.
Right. Well, we're not taking money from education. We're generating more money for mm-hmm. education because we're generating more tax revenue. We're creating more jobs. So the economic benefits, the economic multipliers, it's basically economics 101.
Tax going to go on in perpetuity, or is it going to be sunsetted? Once you build the stadium, you're
right.
done.
It would be sunsetted. We see
okay.
no reason for it to continue to go on.
Okay.
So implement the tax for the purposes of getting the stadium financed, and then go back to whatever level it needs to be at. Even
yeah.
with this increase, we still have one of the lowest room taxes in the country. We'll still be lower than most of our competitive cities, lower than New York, lower than Houston.
Well, it comes down to the hotels. Are the hotels with you? Do they
right.
see that there's a benefit to them increasing their rooms rates in order to get this?
For example, if you are, MGM has expressed some concern about that, but it's really pennies on the dollar. So if you're staying at, let's say, a circus property, it could be a 5 or 10 cent difference in a room. I mean, I think that, with all due respect, I don't think that people are going to cancel their trip to Vegas over something like that. They probably will see increased visitation at a circus and a Bellagio. Because there's another reason to come to town. Because
mm-hmm.
people are going to want to come see the Oakland Raiders player. They want to come see come down for the UNLV-UNR game, or they want to see a NutraSight college football game. They want to see the Nebraska Cornhuskers play the USC Trojans.
But speaking of Raiders, what kind of commitment are you going to get from them? Are they here for 10 years?
They're here for 30.
They're here for 30.
They're here
that's
for 30.
Part of the agreement.
Part of the bonding of the stadium. So that's tied in. There's really no way out for them. They're not looking for any place else to go, and I think they get an unfair rap. They have never broken a lease. So they were when they ran out of time in Oakland and moved to Los Angeles, they had a deal with Los Angeles. They lived out the term of that lease with the Raiders, and then they moved back to Oakland. So
We call them the traitors up here.
Well,
you're in kind of Raider Nation in Northern Nevada.
I understand.
We call them the traitors for a while there. So.
Well, they're going to be home to Nevada soon, and hopefully they'll have their summer training camp up here. And by the way, would probably I have no idea about this until it began, but, you know, thousands of people come in on a daily basis from all over the country to watch these training camps. That's a whole, kind of like watching spring football. So,
I actually lived in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which was the Redskins training camp when back in the 80s. So I remember going to watch the Redskins training camp.
They do. People like to do. And I think it's another reason for people who want to come to the Reno Tahoe area to be able to come up and see that. So more people coming in from Northern California. And that's important to us, too. That's why we suggested to the Raiders that they come up. We were up a couple of weeks ago, so that there'd be something in it for Reno as well, for the Reno area. So I think they're very interested in that. That would be an exciting opportunity. I think people were excited about that option.
I don't know. I'm a Niner person, so it's kind of hard to see the Raiders in my hometown. But I'll go with you. Right now, of course, be glad you're not dealing with the 49ers right now after Kaepernick's done.
That's right. We'll take the well-behaved Raiders right now.
Which is so funny, they're not. We only have about a minute left. I'm going to talk about something that's sort of near and dear to the Adelson's heart. And that is medical marijuana.
Right.
They have they actually have an addiction clinic, so addiction is near and dear to their heart. Do you think the Adelsons will get it all involved in fighting the medical marijuana? The recreational marijuana.
They will be involved in fighting recreational marijuana. Medical marijuana is obviously the law of the land now. I mean, we have to deal with that. That's reality. But I think recreational marijuana is something that most people across the state of Nevada will come to realize is probably not a good policy. Mm-hmm. When you look at Colorado, 45% of all of the marijuana that's consumed is through edibles. And that's going to the mouths of children. And that is not the intent. So I think by the time this campaign is over, we'll have recreational marijuana defeated.
Well, we appreciate your giving us that insight. And we'll have you hopefully back on the program again soon.
I would love to be back.
So thank you much. We'll be back right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating Labor Day with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through September 5th. Consigned Furniture, the easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Senior Fest provides information and referral, home and community-based resources, health screenings, and flu shots. The El Dorado Showroom Entertainment, The Full Monty, will provide a special performance along with Erica Paul and the Swinging Jazz Cats. That's Senior Fest, corner of South Virginia and Peckham, where there's plenty of free parking. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these great sponsors.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating Labor Day with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through September 5th. Consigned Furniture, the easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
Well, thanks for watching. You can watch us anytime on NevadaNewsmakers.com, and we're free on iTunes. So thanks for watching, and thanks for listening.